should point out that the FDA won't let anyone say anything about anything that works. You can't make claims about anything. That's you can't true. Say you cure or heal anything. And I think the word cure is owned by the AMA, the American Medical Association.
Exactly. Yes. Isn't that amazing?
And so when Matthew made his first crazy ads for this back in early 2011, at the bottom he said, "This is for entertainment purposes only." And we have no problem saying that. All we do is report what happens to people. RNA drops is in the patent process. It's gone through the first phase where it's patent pending, and it's in the second phase where they just check to see if anything in any other patent is involves your patent. But it passed the first level where what we say it is, they couldn't find anything else. It was totally unique, so they gave us our patent pending. What it says on the bottles, it says it's made of insulinose. Insulinose is the name of something that Ion told us to make. I don't know what it is. It's kind of a sugar. It's certainly when scientists and JW, he's wealthy enough to afford a lab to look at this, and they report it back, we see nothing. Now, I'm not sure exactly. I did not see the actual reports, but what's it mean to say nothing? There must have been some indication that there was water or something, but there was nothing to compare it to. Here is a technical statement. Scientists couldn't compare it to the standard electrophoresis patterns to identify substances. In other words, if the FDA hassled us about what we're putting out, we say, well, take a look at it. They see, well, it's got water, it's got this and that, but it has nothing abnormal.
Well, in a sense, I mean, homeopathics would also have that same kind of signature. I mean, theoretically. Yeah.
Right. And many people think this is the Ormus, what's that called? The Ormus gold powder?
I thought it might be, because some of the buzzwords I saw throughout the site, I thought it might be the Ormus or MFKZT monatomic gold myself.
Yeah, no, there is an actual substance that Ion says it is, and we have seen what that is, but it's not normal, and you might want to call it non-physical or something.
Yes, so that's what I was going to ask, is if this maybe moves between densities or dimensional fields, if it's kind of, you know what I'm saying, moving into back and forth between physical and non-physical intelligence.
Okay, for me to answer that, let me say what it actually does on the physical. This is what Ion says, that the drops containing this great something in it that is not observable under a microscope, so that they say there's nothing there or nothing strange, just normal, maybe not even normal substances, but there must be something because you put a substance under the microscope. But anyways, it's a mystery wrapped inside an enigma inside a riddle, you know. Mm-hmm. But what Ion says, because the if it is non-physical, we created non-physical. The physical was here before the non-physical. We only created the non-physical because we couldn't handle being in the physical, got neurotic, and wanted to go to a place of bliss, which we call heaven or where you go when you die, the Bardos, whatever. So the physical is really what it is. But there are levels of physicality we don't allow ourselves to notice at this point, or we're not ascended to see it. So here's what happens on the physical. The drops provide new information to the RNA. And the RNA affects the DNA, but it can only do it through a particular chromosome, chromosome 14. Now, you can look up chromosome 14, different descriptions on the wiki or any scientific articles about the different chromosomes. The way they describe chromosome 14 and its function is not exactly the way Ion says chromosome 14 is unique. So there's a level of uniqueness to chromosome 14. Ion says it's the only one that can do changes that can affect the DNA. So the RNA drops affect the RNA, which then affects the DNA through chromosome 14. Okay, there's a bunch of nice scientific object patterns I'm talking about. But here's the metaphor, which is really good, that Ion says. The DNA that's replicating, it's the same thing replicating. So therefore, if you take a piece of paper and put it in a Xerox machine and copy, 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 it eventually gets blurry and worn out and not as clear, okay, the copies you're making. That is what happens to our human situation. So what RNA drops do is they make that DNA thing that's replicated, that piece of paper, they put in a new piece of paper. And the new piece of paper starts getting replicated or Xeroxed. And that is why you get profound bliss and odd effects, because you're affecting your basic DNA, RNA complex, right? At the deepest level. And it's starting to be fresh like a baby again. In the alternative healing circuit, I see the phrase cellular healing, and they talk about changing or improving your DNA. Well, we know, if you believe ION, that that's not accurate, because you don't emphasize the DNA, you emphasize the RNA, which nobody does. Science doesn't understand that. As a matter of fact, ION says we are influencing scientists all over the world, because you'd be surprised at how much they're always looking for new strange areas to find out, to get a grant, to make up a proposal. Well, there are people over the past year, and we've talked about these articles on the show, that are now looking into RNA. And I insist that's because they or their associates have heard our show and said, wow, and they start looking at it. So we're actually affecting the research. And ION says that the discovery of the neutrino, or the realization of it, the thing that goes faster than the speed of light, is a result of ION being here. So the whole thing about RNA up to recently has been ignored and not understood. So if people are talking about cellular healing and they're talking about DNA, then you can discount it. It's not accurate if you believe what ION's saying. The proof is in the pudding of what the effects are. Here's a good example. We have a friend, Michael, I think he's in Colorado, who started taking the RNA drops with no expectations of anything, just hope, well, maybe it'll make me feel better or something. And within a few weeks, his genital herpes went away. The symptoms that he'd get every day. And that amazed him, and he told me that, and he said we can talk about it in public. So he came on a couple of our conference calls and talked about it. But we don't say anything. We said, well, that's fun. That's great. Sorry it happened to you, Michael. We can't explain it. You know, we're not going to make any claims. But here's what happened. The male screwed up, and he didn't have his RNA drops for a few weeks. And a few weeks into that, the symptoms came back. And then when he got the RNA drops, finally started taking again, they went away. Now, what the heck's going on there? They're there. The RNA drops take it away, but it didn't eliminate them or something. Or when you're not taking the RNA drops, then it comes back. Well, how do you explain that?
Yeah, it sounds like that certainly be on a placebo effect. And I know ION has very interesting things to say about placebo.
Yeah, he says that RNA drops are not placebo. It's not a placebo thing.
Well,
So here we have this, I can say, and Carolyn can do it better, can get into a bunch of scientific words. If we had a press conference, I would say, well, the RNA affects the DNA through the chromosome 14. And, of course, the American scientists, Scientific American journalists would say, well, wait a minute, there's no proof the RNA does this. And no, there is no proof. We don't have any. Sorry we said that, but that's what we're saying. And we don't even care if you use the RNA drops. I don't mind using it. And if you want to have some fun, we recommend you do it. So RNA drops should be taken by everybody. And, you know, money was the means to immortality before. You had to survive. You had this abstract system that you had to get money to get the food to survive. So money was the most important thing in the world, because that kept you going in the physical, correct? For most people around the world. Well, if money is not there as a medium to give you that, then what you do to survive is take RNA drops, because it'll make you not require much food, not require sleep, all these things which are a kind of physical eternity. That is what currency is for, to maintain myself. So that's why I always say the RNA drops is the new currency, and the new stuff that will come from that and around that. It is what you require, why you engage with other people, so that I can stay here, and you might be able to help me. So you help me, give me a job, and I get some money, and then I can get my food. Yeah. Well, if you don't have money and you don't have a job, then you take this substance, and that keeps you going. So that is the role of currency. So RNA drops should be done by everybody, and we don't care what it does to you, and we don't say what it will do to you. And
except you entertain you endlessly.
Yeah, the studying of the effects of it is really good entertainment.